You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Atlanta After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Atlanta After Show.
Yes.
T-H-I-R-S-T-Y.
Hey.
Thirsty.
Obey your thirst,
thirsty.
Girls.
Thirsty.
Yo, what up, AfterBuzzers? Bing is redoing, and we are here doing another AfterBuzz TV After Show for The Real Housewives of Atlanta, Season 5, Episode 6. Hold on to your weaves, or it should have been called Hold on to your mans, because Miss Kenya was prowling tonight.
Kenya was thirsty.
Ooh,
beyond.
Girl, get her a Sprite. I am DJ Jesse, joined in studio by the lovely, gorgeous Stephanie Bauer, rocking a lovely fall top with some jewels around her neck.
Amazing.
Awesome. And these fierce boots. She's giving me Catwoman tonight. You can say hi to everyone. Stephanie.
Hi.
She said things were just laying in the closet. I just had things like this.
I know, I forgot I'm like supposed to talk. I'm just like.
Compliments. Next, we
Hello.
Have Mikey Watts.
What's up, man?
Hi, Mikey.
What's going on?
Joining us in studio and joining us on the phone, as you can hear, all her ruckus over there. She just can't contain herself. Is the beautiful Courtney Stewart.
Hi. Could you really hear that?
Yes.
Yeah. Courtney's like cooking dinner at home.
Manning the cameras, we have Steven, which someone actually told me to give you a shout out, Steven.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm over here, guys. How's it going?
He's not doing his job right now. I'm just kidding.
I'm fixing what I forgot to do.
Let's get into this episode. Started off with a bang, ended with a bang. Started off with Kim walking out.
Oh, yeah.
Which my thing is why was Corey already waiting outside?
That's what I wrote down last week in my notes when I was trying to call in. Why? How was he already there? Like, he was out there waiting for
because
her.
She knew she was going to go out mm-hmm. like that, and she knew she wasn't going to stay for the whole lunch. It was
she
like,
knew what's up.
Now, part of me wondered if Bravo knew what was up, because why was Corey getting all in their faces? Like, it almost seemed like you guys knew you weren't supposed to do something, but you did it anyways. Like, that's the anger that I got from Corey.
Well, it's the first time we got to see Kim with all of the ladies, so she probably had some stipulations. Like, if I'm going to sit here, I don't want to be attacked. I don't want everybody ganging up on me. And that probably didn't that obviously didn't happen. So she was angry about it.
I don't think she had stipulations. I think she really just showed up, was pissed off, and was like, I'm over this. I think she called Croy, the power of editing and the power of, you know, we'll wait till Croy gets here, till she walks out and blah, blah, blah. But I just couldn't believe the way they were acting. Like, don't forget, you're under contract, Croy. Like, who are you to be telling the cameras to get shut off and all this? Like, I can understand when Kim's mad and he's mad and you just want the cameras out of your face, like we see it on Real World and never really Bad Girls Club, but at just one point you just want them out of your face. I can see that, but it's like, come on, you signed up for this show. Nothing even happened. They act like their kid died and the cameras won't leave them alone about it. Yeah, like
Courtney, what did you think of Kim's?
I mean, I'm just hoping we're going to get some, like, behind-the-scenes shit to, like, show why Kim was that dramatic about what went down at that dinner table or lunch table, because that was ridiculous. And Croy and his flip-flops talking about get out of her face, like, that was just seemingly unnecessary. Nobody was chasing her out of the restaurant, yelling at her, causing her any trauma. It was ridiculous. Now, I was embarrassed.
I wanted
them to go away.
Do any of you guys think that might have been staged?
I mean,
there's
bit.
Oh, yeah. There, with with any reality show, it just seems like it's
some of
it's staged. The whole, I feel like she wouldn't do just a graceful exit. It has to be, let me bring in my buff, prince charming, handsome husband, or not even handsome, but just my savior that's going to come rescue. No, he is handsome. I didn't mean like that, but let me come bring my big strong husband to come save me from the show. Like, she's not just going to gracefully leave. They have to act like they're going to punch out the cameras, and he has to act like he's going to sue, because he said that at the end. He did. Expect the lawsuit. Like, bitch, you're under contract.
Yeah, and what is the lawsuit for?
Exactly.
Doing the show that you said you were doing? Because I didn't see anything happen. It's not like one of the ladies, like, jumped on her, pulled her wig, and, like, snapped her back or something.
But it's like, Croy, do you want the spinoff show or not? Like, you're not going to sue anybody because you want the spinoff show.
Well, and also, I mean, you shouldn't be throwing that around when you need some money to pay your rent. But we also got a little behind the scenes of Kim's wedding, that flashback that we didn't see on the Tardy of the Party.
That
scene wasn't played. Is that correct, Courtney? From what I heard.
For the wedding show?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, we knew her mom got kicked out for trying to use the bathroom on the inside.
No, I knew that, but did they show that scene?
I recall them showing people gathering, like, pushing her out the door, like, headed towards the door. I don't know how much of the scene they showed, but we definitely saw in that episode that her mom was escorted out of the wedding.
So, Cordy, can I ask you, because I didn't watch Tardy for the Party. I'm sorry, I didn't.
I didn't either.
But
I don't like him that much.
It was for using the bathroom that she was kicked out?
Okay, let me put the caveat. This was a long time ago, and I was not that involved. But my memory is that her mom was refusing to use the porta potties outside and went into the bathroom with, like, two other people or something, and Kim was being all psycho about people being in her house. So I don't know. Maybe she wouldn't have had as much of a reaction as she did if her mom hadn't taken people with her. And in addition, her mom, I guess, kind of gave her some bad energy. And there was drama, like, leading into the wedding, because the mom was, like, saying she was not going to come because she didn't like her dress and all this nonsense. So I don't know that necessarily the bathroom, if anything, it maybe was just a straw that broke the camel's back. But, and there's other stuff that we also probably don't know about that was underlying. But yeah, she definitely just, like, rolled up to the bathroom and was like, I'm not using the outside, I'm using this.
Got it.
Well, like Mama Joy said, if you think, if Kim did that to her mother, how the hell do you think she's going to react to you guys? Her own mother, that's her jack. So, I mean, but my favorite thing was right as Kim left, all the girls kind of went around and said something about, like, you know, I gave this up, some money up, I get to go wait for Kim in the trip. And then Cynthia goes, well, you know, we all have kits. Well, except for you, Kenya.
That was great.
Do you think she meant it like that? Because I honestly don't. But then I remember Cynthia hates her, so maybe she did. But it was pretty funny.
She totally meant that.
Yeah,
she did mean that.
And Kenya's reaction to was priceless.
The thing about Kim leaving the show, because I guess, is this it for her? Is that I think this is officially
it. You sound like you almost had a little English accent.
For who leaving the show, Kim?
Is this it for her?
Is this it? I believe it is.
I think this is officially it for her. But I have to say, so Kim's whole reasoning is, she's like, these girls aren't my friends. They're not my friends. But this isn't the BFF show. It's the Real Housewives of whatever franchise. And most of them aren't necessarily friends at the beginning. So she's using that as her reasoning, that she's not friends with these girls. But that's not what the show's about. The show's about following a Real Housewife. And she's finally a housewife.
But like, you know what? I will say with this, though. Yes, the show isn't about being friends, but if you watch all the other ones, they all have some, except for Jersey, where Teresa is literally outcasted, but she chose to do that, and she's fine with that. With Kim, it's like she had these relationships with these people, and she pushed them away.
She did, yeah.
So now it is at the point where, and she said, you know, I don't know any of these people anymore. That's fine, you don't. But it's that was your fault, your choice, so don't get mad at them for it.
Yeah.
You know?
But I think that the people, when this franchise first started, you tuned in to see how a rich housewife lives and acts. She is that now. It's like, who cares if you don't get along with the girls? Just be on the show, right?
She was more fun when she was somebody.
Then at the table, they kind of left the Kim subject, and they talked about Kenya and Walter. Candy says, oh, I know him. And Kenya's sitting in her head like, bitch, I know. and kind of just let it slide. And then Kenya said, talking about marriage, Kenya says, well, you know, my career in Hollywood is doing so well.
Oh, my God. Did you see Nene roll her eyes?
Choked on her water. She was like,
But I think that she had reason to, right?
And right after says, well, y'all know I'm dropping my album next week and I'm going to be a lawyer.
Well, I mean, Nene's such a character. And I love when she was like, look, well, I should make a song called Excuses. Like, I thought that was such a classic Nene moment. That was awesome.
I would die if Nene did that, actually. Now, here's my thing. Because I watched, I know it's an older thing, of Nene on Wendy Williams. And she said this was going to be her last season. She was going because she loves Bravo, and they've been so nice to her. And she's going to give Bravo season 5, and she's going to go in fearless. Obviously, she's moving out to L.A.
Mm-hmm.
Just a quote to put out there, how would you guys feel if she... This would be the first time a housewife switched to another housewife. If she switched to the Beverly Hills.
It would be amazing.
It would be amazing.
Oh,
but would it work?
Oh, my gosh. It would not work.
It wouldn't work because I feel like it wouldn't. It can work, but I don't think it would work. I think if she was to do it, she would kind of be downplayed in the Beverly Hills show.
We couldn't see her shine. We couldn't see her real personality. We couldn't say any of that. But I don't know. It's kind of the big leagues, though. Like, aside from Brandy Glanville, those are all, like, women with money and Beverly Hills status. Like, I don't think she can.
I think her and Miss Vanderpump. I mean, I know she's cool with Kyle. I know Nene and Kyle are cool.
I'm sure she's cool with everybody. Yeah, she's. I bet she's cool with everybody.
She's hung out with a few of the housewives.
Oh my God, her and Lisa.
On her own time.
Oh, I just think it would be for the first time in housewives, you know, history.
That's a great idea.
To move one housewife, and it would be natural because she is out here. She's doing the acting thing. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, Taylor doesn't have that much money, and she's still on the show.
I think it would be hysterical.
That's such a good idea.
She would be making up for what she doesn't have in the money department with her mouth, and it would be hilarious.
Yeah.
Right. You know, if that were to happen, I kind of feel we might lose a part of Nene because she's going to have to change herself to hang out with these women. And okay, when I say change, I don't want everybody to attack me over the word change.
I don't think she would change.
But there's a certain way you're going to have to act when you're not around all black folk.
And the Atlanta lifestyle and the Atlanta, like, all these girls, it's just, like, chill and fun. Like, Beverly Hills is snooty and stuck up. And you even saw she was a little different at the lunch with Ryan Murphy, that's his name, right?
Mm-hmm.
For the Glee creator, because he's a Hollywood power player. Like, she was even a little different. We still saw the same funny Nene, but it's just different.
But she's growing into that, and I think that it would be interesting to see that happen. With that franchise.
I think, though, with the women, though, she'd still be like, ooh, child, look at your closet. Damn, I ain't never had nothing like this.
I think she would change.
That, like, energy going on.
She would change a lot of them, I think. I think I could just see her and Lisa. Lisa would
be like,
ooh, child.
That would be just the great. And them talking about their sex lives.
Yeah.
And Lisa's lack of sex life.
I think it would be. I'm just throwing it out there, Bravo. But shout out to everybody at home. I love. I don't know if you guys have gone and read the comments lately, but you guys have been going ham on YouTube and we love it. But again, we need you guys to get us a number one on iTunes. Super easy. Download, rate, subscribe. Just search AfterBuzz TV, Real Housewives of Atlanta, and leave us a comment with your Twitter handle and we will give you a shout out on the show. All right.
Speaking of the comments, they're really going ham on those comments.
Y'all be letting us know who you like about out of these women.
Who's the favorite?
Not Kenya.
Not Kenya, for sure. And I like Black Pirate, I think. He be putting, like, the timestamp when we're talking about stuff.
He knows.
He's very good.
Shout out to Black Pirate for that.
And by the way, I don't hate women. I read that comment. That was really awkward for me.
I liked Portia and Cordell. This episode
me
really
too.
Made me like
I
fully understand Portia and kind of keep
really?
It cool. Yeah.
As a couple, live them together. What? She's just
I mean, they didn't really show her a lot, which I was kind of like,
can I just it made me like Cordell more, but as far as Portia, I'm still in the same boat.
But you didn't think the dinner with her and Peter and Cynthia, I thought she was much tamer than, you know, she wasn't like, "Hi guys, I'm so excited to be here. I'm really amped. Like, thank you. I want to be." I thought she was just really cool, calm, collected. She seemed like, okay, you know what? I can see her moving forward with the other housewives.
I'm not sure of, like, married husband and wife double date etiquette, but do you think she should have still shown up if her husband couldn't make it? Because it did make it really awkward for Cynthia and Peter, especially Peter.
I don't think that's her putting forth effort to make friendships with these women that she doesn't
for
know.
For sure. She said she didn't want to stand them up, but it did, like, kind of make Peter feel so awkward.
Well, I mean, obviously, he's a guy. You saw how childish he got when he heard, like, Corda, who's like, man, I'm a big fan. I've been watching you since. He's too old to be acting like that.
Oh, Peter's
growing on me. I forget if Courtney likes him or it. But he is growing on me because at first you could tell he was genuinely pissed that he didn't show up for dinner because he wanted to hang out with them. But Peter, I like him. He can sit there and listen to the girls gossip. He can offer his little input. And I always like when a guy can do that. Like, just go with the flow. If you're stuck at with dinner with two girls, like...
Part of me watching this made me feel like understanding Peter a little more, but I wonder if the whole time he just felt kind of out of the loop, like not really in. I feel like he's getting it now.
Yeah.
Like just seeing him, there was a scene where he like had his hand on Nene because Kenya was saying something, and he like grabbed Nene, like it was almost like the bitch, do you hear what this bitch is saying? Kind of grab.
Yeah, he's kind of getting it.
And just
it now.
Like even how he's joking around with Cynthia, and then for our news and gossip, when you find out what Peter was and Bravo were planning. Peter's in the game tonight.
Here's the other thing I liked about Peter that made me like him more. But it's skipping ahead a little bit when they were talking about the honeymoon and she said their first honeymoon they brought their kid along.
Yeah.
I feel like most marriages would not survive that if the wife all of a sudden just said, yeah, I'm bringing my kid on our honeymoon. And he like went with, like it seemed like he went with the flow. He's like, we're making up for it now. Like, he's growing on me.
Is that uncommon to bring your child on your honeymoon?
If the wife wants it and the husband doesn't, that could cause a huge rift.
Well, if the husband doesn't want, but I feel like I've seen many marriages where they brought their kid with them.
Yeah, I guess if it's like a second or third marriage, but Peter was one some alone time, and she just brought the daughter.
Oh, Peter, you have enough kids, brother.
Oh, I forgot.
Or at least get another bed in a room.
You have enough kids, my man.
So they're at the airport. Todd surprises Candy. Kenya ignores Portia. Peter's going through it over Cordell. And then Kenya keeps talking about, I wonder if someone's going to get proposed on this trip.
Fake.
I'm so confused. What?
She's so fake.
Gave her the thinking that he's ever going to propose to her.
I loved what, again, Miss Phaedra Parks told us. She says, it's a good thing for a man to find a wife. Mm-hmm. It's not good for a woman to hunt a man down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or multiple men down. Kenya, again, we saw this with the go-kart situation, you know, racing on the go-kart. I mean, maybe she does have a little wild side to her. But Kenya's driving the boat crazy. It couldn't kind of be fun.
Yeah, I guess.
Did you guys take that as an icebreaker?
At first,
I was like, bitch, like, because I would be like,
I thought at least when we saw it in the clip that they were all out in their bikinis and it was just the dad on the beach, they were driving to their destination, like trying to get there, and she's acting like that. But then when I thought about it, I was like, whatever, I guess it was
an icebreaker.
It's Courtney.
It was funny, I guess. I mean,
it broke the ice for Cynthia and Peter, because Cynthia wasn't liking her, but that boat thing kind of, which is crazy to me, but all right. Then Nene and Cynthia, Peter and Greg go into an Escalade while everyone gets on the bus.
I don't even know where to start. Courtney, say something.
Yeah,
I just
Courtney,
can't
what did
even.
You get from that?
What did I get from that?
Or you just thought it was funny?
I just thought it was funny and kind of like, because at first I was like, okay, well maybe the bus don't have enough seats, but it had plenty of empty seats. So Nene's not that big, y'all. Stop humping her butt.
Oh wait. Who was it that gave the gift to Nene? Was it Kenya or was it Cynthia at the airport?
That gave the gift? I thought Cynthia had all the bags in her hand.
Cynthia had all the bags in her hand.
Oh, it was a bag for everybody?
And there was a bag for everybody.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay, I didn't see that.
I missed that, too.
And what was inside the bag?
We didn't get to see
this. They didn't show. They were kind of jankily put together, in my opinion.
Peter was up all night doing that.
I cannot get over the SUV thing. It's like, if you, the four of you want to ride separate, that's fine. But to get this, like, nice Escalade and put everybody else in that crappy tour bus.
That was the shanty bus.
I can't believe they didn't act more upset about that, especially, like, Phaedra or somebody act more upset. Like, what was he thinking? They're acting like Peter, so it's a renewal of vows, right? That's why they're there. And Nini and Peter, Nini and Greg know about it. They're acting like they're the bridal party and everyone else is, like, the little minions.
Does Kenya know that this right now is for Peter and Greg?
And
I'm sorry, Peter and Cynthia.
I think in prediction she thinks it's her winning. I swear, I swear to you, I think.
She thinks it's her turn.
Yeah.
Well, on the bus, they start talking about some diamond place, and Walter says, them are blood diamonds. And she's like,
that was hilarious.
She's like laughing.
Well, what kind of diamond would you like? I just need one. How many carats? Like, you sound crazy.
It's really awkward.
I can't with her.
Speaking of crazy, he right when they got in the hotel room, he's talking about her medicine. Is he being for real? Is she really on medicine?
Ooh, I think so. I think
antidepressants.
He asked her like a couple times.
And then her crazy ass says, "Candy and Phaedra, y'all know I'm getting the top floor. Ooh, no bits with your junior suite. You can go. Good night."
And I found it so not tasteful to be mad because you invited yourself, first of all. So, yeah, you're going to get the leftover room. So it's to throw an attitude and a hissy fit about something that you weren't even invited to is just such high school to me.
At first, I was kind of surprised that, again, Peter would do that, like put them in a littler room, and they're in the huge room, which it's their trip. And then Phaedra, if you notice, they didn't say it, but her room was just a little bit smaller than Cynthia's, but a little bit bigger than Kenya's. But then I thought about it, yeah, she did invite herself. Like, you're lucky you got a little room.
I want to see what Porsche's room looked like.
Me too. I bet you they got one identical to Cynthia and Peter's.
Oh, yeah, because he's Cordell.
Cordell. Is it Cornell or Cordell?
Cordell.
Cordell.
Okay.
Cordell.
Cordell. So, yeah, she gets her little junior suite about the medicine. And then we get this little – I love Phaedra and Apollo. I love them, watching them on the bed together and seeing just their chemistry with each other. It's just such, the friendship of it. Talking about the hot tub and her honey pie can't go in dirty tubs.
Keeping it clean.
And yeah. Apollo was worried about his pee hole, and they called the OBGY. And like,
Dr. Lou. Dr. Lou.
And it's like, he's like their best friend, too. He's like, oh, hey, what's up?
I think it's amazing.
My doctor would be like, who is this?
Right on the phone.
Well, I mean, let me ask you this.
The receptionist, the nurse.
Ladies, does your man even know the name of your...
Well, she's had a baby, so they probably went to appointments and stuff together. Okay. So yeah. I guess that's different.
Okay, fine. But I liked them. They were cool.
Interesting.
And this is where, like, Nini and Greg, where we see them, like, back together, too. And I think everyone loves them, but it doesn't matter if everyone else likes you as a couple. If you're not happy as a couple, whatever. I started
but
to think about
I'm
that.
Sorry.
Explain his question, her question to him when they were lounging.
Was she drunk?
That's my thing.
I thought...
What are you holding back for? But it was kind of like... That was a totally different side of Nini I've never seen.
Exactly.
She looked like a little girl, like a young... She like it brought like youth back to her for something.
For the ladies, you guys didn't get that? I thought it was more... her telling Greg, like, touch me, hold
exactly.
me, kiss me.
And for Greg kissing her feet the other episode and begging for her back, like, he didn't take the bait at all. Like, not at all.
They're playing a real nasty old people's game.
They are. It is. You're so right.
He was like, what you mean, my back? What you mean, my back hurt? He was not giving in to that, though.
Old
no.
people's game.
And he just saw Cynthia's boobs, so maybe he's not ready to see all the Nini's yet.
Oop. Well, speaking of other people, Kenya and Apollo at the pool.
And this is after what happened last week.
Now, let the third. This is when the Sprite can opens up and just we start sipping. Because Kenya, this bitch, pushes Apollo in the pool. Okay.
She just kind of walked by. Like, she just kind of.
No,
yeah.
Okay on that, Jesse.
No, okay. Here's why I'm going to say okay.
It's playful.
If it was Cynthia doing it, you know what I mean? But
if it was Cynthia, yeah.
Now, but also, even Kenya. But the way you do it. Now, if you watch it back, the way Kenya pushed Apollo in, girl, you were trying to cop a feel of the body. Like, if it was just light full, push in the back, fine, that's funny.
She, delayed it so he'd, pull her in, too. Mm.
But then Apollo, you didn't. Mm-hmm. Married to Miss Parks. I know you didn't knock her out the pool, pick her up, and then grab her
butt,
ass.
Yeah.
And jump. Now, in with even her. If you threw her in the pool, that would be a little better. But then you jump in the pool with her.
It's like,
hell, I can't believe Paige was that quiet. I can't.
And
I love how the next day or whenever it was, Peter and Greg were both like, we'd be dead if we did that.
And Paul sat real quiet. Yeah, I did kind of fuck that up a bit.
But I think that also shows Phaedra's confidence in her man. She's not really scared.
No, she was
if
pissed.
If that was confident, she wouldn't have came out in a half-naked outfit the next day.
Ding, ding, ding. She was pissed beyond
that was the show-out outfit, but, you let your man know why he's with you every
once
in a while.
You don't need to let him know. He's supposed to already know.
That's true.
I mean, all them other chicks.
Because
please.
No shade, Miss Phaedra, I love you to death, but that outfit was the DTM.
Doing too much.
Way too much. That came off thirsty in the sense of, I'm going to show you what my man has.
If she walked down like that as a joke for, the first 5 minutes and then changed out of it, even that would have been okay. She wore it the rest of the day. She couldn't even get up in the boat because it's so tight at the bottom.
What did NeNe call Phaedra last season? Miss Phaedra Parks faux pas. She's kind of fake sometimes. You know what I mean?
I love Phaedra. Then we got this awkward talk between Kenya and Walter on the beach.
Mikey pointed out, she's grabbing onto him, he won't grab onto her, and then he gives her the peck. This is the peck I remember from Girls Next Door with Hugh Hefner and the girls. The girls didn't want to kiss him, so they'd be when they get home, they have to kiss Hugh Hefner on the lips, so they'd be mwah, like that. That's what he did to her on the beach. And it's okay, I'll kiss you, but I want to get it over with really fast just to get it done with. Right?
Exactly. Totally. Exactly.
Then he asks her, do you really think you're ready for marriage? And she's like, I mean, I think so. That's not what you're supposed to be saying. If you know you're ready, it's yes, these are the reasons why I want to marry you. I want to be with you.
Well, you're not
saying that. You're touching up on all these men, and you're just talking about marriage. Man, ooh, that's a tall glass of water.
It's because she's acting.
She is thirsty.
She's a good actress.
Talking about water.
She's faking.
Well, and then she sits and says, I want to make Walter jealous. I want my man to be jealous sometimes, so he keeps running back. Bitch, he's running the other way.
Guys do not like that ever. Ever. It just annoys them and pisses them off.
Exactly.
It's just very annoying.
Especially someone who, I read about Walter today. He's very, very successful.
He owns more than a trucking company?
He has money.
Well, okay. I wanted to ask everybody then. Does anybody think Walter might be a tad bit gay?
I don't think he's gay.
I mean,
Courtney said he is not gay. He told V103 that's lies that Kenya is spreading because she won't admit that it was all fake.
Okay, he said he's not, but does anybody see?
No, I just think he's old. He's old. Older guys come from a different generation that it's just, I don't think he's gay at all.
He don't act like my dad.
I don't get that. And your dad doesn't act like my dad.
That's the truth. So I'm just putting it out there. My dad's older.
It's just different generations.
He just does not like her.
I don't
her.
Get gay from him. Do you get gay from him?
I mean, when Kenya said that, I guess I could kind of see it. And during the episode, I was like, oh, yeah. But then when I think about it, he just doesn't like her. It's
right.
As
that's
simple
exactly
as
what
that.
It comes
he
down
does
to.
Not like her.
It's that's embarrassing. Especially somebody from a different generation. Nowadays, Kenya's used to the spotlight. Nowadays, Apollo probably likes the spotlight. But this guy is a hardworking man. He probably wants a woman who's, down for him and not doing all this crazy.
He asked out Candy. He wants a Candy.
Right.
Someone that's not
a whore for the spotlight.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Well, you didn't find her here. So Candy, then we get to Candy, and she's
awesome.
With Todd. I like her and Todd.
Okay, I know everybody thinks Candy's boring, but just seeing the dynamics between Todd and Candy, I feel like they're brother and sister. They're I liked watching that.
I didn't like watching it. It was cute, but it was not. I'm with Courtney. I was like,
Courtney snoring.
You know what, Courtney? I need you to get your life.
And I need. I understand they're on vacation, but I did not like Candy's hair.
Oh, me.
I loved her hair. Oh, the frizzy island. See,
she,
y'all
she
met,
looked
y'all
like she
so
got
mad.
A shih tzu and put that on her.
But I'm the one that hates the women. Thank you.
I don't
comment
hate.
Comment on that one.
I don't hate her. I'm just commenting on her hair.
I thought she looked gorgeous. Mm. And I love the dynamic.
Gorgeous?
You're just
gorgeous.
You're just sucking up to the YouTubers.
No, whatever.
I'm not
Candy.
Sucking up to the YouTubers. Because, you know, I'll be a hater with
Candy
quickness.
What, Stephanie?
Candy is my kind of vacation girl. If I was on vacation with all of those girls, I mean, Cynthia looks great in every outfit and her hair looks great. But if I went on vacation with those girls, I would be so annoyed. Candy shows up for vacation, like, you know?
Thank you.
Bitch, you're not on vacation. You're getting paid
Cynthia's
for a job that you're doing.
Yeah,
your job is the real hustle.
I guess you're kind of right. Yeah, you're
but
on TV. Yeah.
Tell
and
me
Cynthia look good.
Tell me Cynthia's outfits aren't contrived. Like, they're so planned out.
Oh, of course.
They're very planned
everything
out, but I think that,
that
they're also, like she kind of seems effortless when she shows up. Meanwhile, Kenya getting on the airplane in that tight little orange dress. Like, please. Cynthia's were something very appropriate for what she's doing, even down to her hair and to her jewelry.
And
it's
that's
like,
why I asked you, how long does it take? How long is the plane ride to Anguilla? Because, like, why would you want to wear that uncomfortable outfit?
She's
on the plane?
Trying to get married.
Wait a minute.
That's the way to do it.
Question.
Idiot. She's such an idiot.
What plane serves grits?
Were they
he could have had it
grits
to go.
On a plane?
I don't know. Yeah, they had like.
Right.
They had like eggs.
Eggs and grits?
Grits
and
eggs.
I've been on planes and in and out of Georgia all my life, and I ain't never had no grits on
the
plane.
Well, if it's like breakfast time.
Really?
Who serves grits anyways at breakfast?
Dude, he could have got them in
South.
Terminal.
I haven't had grits.
Say, who serves grits for breakfast?
I haven't had grits in a long time. I'm sorry.
I had grits for breakfast yesterday.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No,
I haven't had grits since I was like 12 years old.
He could have got him in the terminal.
That's because you're in California. You're missing out.
Right. Your father ain't like Walter. That's why.
Grits and collard greens, that's what you get in the South. Right?
I love
collard greens. Collard greens. Hold up now. What?
Nah, you got to love them. I'm from North Carolina. I can say that.
I'm from South Carolina. Used to live in South Carolina.
That's how
Carolina.
We roll.
Well,
Columbus?
Right. Glad everyone's tried grits before. All right, so then Phaedra, of course, has to always do something. Now, wait, was it Phaedra on the last trip that got the gifts for everybody?
Yeah, it was Phaedra. She planned the last trip.
Right. It's like whoever.
To South Africa.
So, of course, Phaedra, you know, always has to show out. So she finds the Minister of Tourism.
She always has to do the very, like, cultural thing. And
I thought they were going to – remember last year when she took – did she take on the tour?
The museum.
The history tour of the slaves.
Here's what I'm wondering. Isn't an actor, is she really interested in that kind of stuff?
I think she really is.
I think she really is.
Okay, cool.
But I never knew there was a Minister of Tourism.
That was
such
a grand name.
I thought they were bringing out the minister for the wedding.
But hang on. Does anybody know that existed as a job or a career?
Phaedra likes to give people titles that I don't think.
Yeah, he's probably like... co-director of she's like, no, we'll call you a minister.
But I love those dancers though. They're
no,
like,
wait, but before
15.
The dancers even came out, did y'all notice Waldo? Where's Waldo?
With the glasses?
No, I'm not even talking about that. What I'm talking about is when Faye just stands up and Waldo. Everyone's sitting down and she's announcing, she brings out her guest, the minister, Miss Kenya running up there and standing up there like she... It reminded me of when Cynthia was judging and Cynthia was about to stand up and Kenya stands up and gives a speech. And here's Kenya standing next to Phaedra like she was a part of...
And the microphone at Nini's party. Didn't she take the mic and make an announcement?
I think Kenya feels that's her duty as being Miss USA.
Right? It's like her pageant thing to do, but... It when you look at her doing it, it's like she doesn't even realize she's doing it. It's like so bizarre.
It's like bridesmaids.
It's like,
I have something to
say. I want to go back. I mean, if they even have a recorded video of it and watch her win Miss USA.
Oh my God! If anybody can send us a link to that,
it's been a hot minute.
Right,
a hot minute.
I mean, like Portia said, you can't even YouTube it or Google it.
It's not even on the search engine.
I mean, I'm sure there's a picture out there. I just want to hear her answer a question, because watching her now just react. But maybe this is, you know, it might have been before the medication or whatever.
Blood diamond
is going on. I just can't with her. She does too much.
Thirsty.
So the girls start dancing, and Nene starts dancing, openly talking about, "Ooh, you know, I used to, you know, I was the queen of the club. Instead of a crown, I got dollars, though."
I forgot. You know, I
used to work a pole.
I forgot. I totally forgot she was a stripper.
I did not forget that.
Can we just ask Courtney what she thinks about the dance? I just can't even.
About her dancing?
No. Oh, I
not,
dancing.
Not about her. About Miss Kenya rubbing her ass on Peter's chow chow.
I was getting to that. Okay.
And Peter looked like he was getting hard.
Mad. I wouldn't have been mad if Kenya was in the back.
That's what we all
okay
said.
With her being in the front.
Cynthia, who hates Kenya, and if Cynthia was even in the back, it would have been, or if Kenya was even in the back, it would have been okay. But the biggest point of all is, she hates her. Like, how is she letting that happen?
Drunk,
I think she was drunk.
Yes. You know they had, a few cocktails for that.
Yeah. She didn't realize what was really going on.
I could not even. When she watches that, she's going to be
livid.
And then it's just, Walter's sitting back, listening to her. She called literally, three guys in the room a tall glass of water.
Yeah.
Then danced up on Peter. Then Nene had to bring her over to Walter. And dance up on Walter, and Walter's just sitting there, and then
Walter was like, "No,
right. Yeah." And they're like, "Oh, he needs the pillow." We're
I'll
like,
pass.
"No, he doesn't."
That was not a boner. That was a fake pants boner. Guys' jeans do that.
Because he hates her,
right? If anything, his dick probably retracted into his.
Oh, Walter!
He inhaled it.
What a Walter is a character.
Walter's little rosy cheeks.
Walter looked better this trip, with his baseball hat and his cargo shorts. I was like, okay. Yeah.
He's cute, but so is my dog is cute, too.
Okay.
Jeez.
So Kenya's,
again
after the boner thing, Kenya flirts again with the owner of the resort.
Who's married.
Talking about Filipinos and blacks make cute babies. And then asking him for his sperm,
who does that?
And Nene, tried to defuse the situation by being like, "Are you married?" So he would say yes and she would stop. But that, made Kenya do it even more.
I think he was making the guy uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It was obvious. He wasn't feeding into that.
No, he wasn't at all. And then this is when Phaedra starts to notice it. Phaedra was like, she's like, "It's uncomfortable to watch Kenya flirt and act like this."
And right when she says that, here comes Miss Kenya between Apollo and Phaedra, which I would have been like, "Ooh, girl, take your hand off my man."
She was loaded.
Right now, asking her for a birthday surprise, which two of your friends? I'd be like, "Well, bitch, you ain't my friend, so not you."
Did you see Miss Phaedra Park's face, though? She was like, "What? What are you talking about? I'm not following."
She was confused.
What did you
think? Real classy.
No, but did you see Apollo, though? I know all y'all saw Apollo. He was like, "Well, what do you mean? Getting some head or I don't know."
No, I didn't take it like that. I took Apollo saying it like asking her, "Well, what kind of gift are you talking about? A gift?"
Whatever he knew.
No, I know he knows
what
I know he knew what he was talking about, but I didn't think he was feeding into Kenya. I didn't get that. I didn't get that at all. I think at first, jokingly, he said, what kind of gift are you talking about? In the sense of two of your friends putting something together, to take it away from the sex. And then she was like, a romantic one.
I'm sorry. Your wife is standing right next to you. The only thing that should be coming out of your mouth is, "Ooh, Kenya, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm about to go over here and move."
Right. Yeah, I think that he was asking those questions because he was trying to delay it a little to see how Phaedra was going to react first. Because he could have been like, "Oh, she might be in the joking mood and want to say it."
Bitch.
So he was trying to feel her out.
But I do not think that. I think Apollo knows Phaedra very well and knows that he was not feeling nothing. Phaedra would ever answer that question.
What, remember Phaedra at this?
Phaedra's obviously a little bit of a freak. So
exactly.
He might have thought there might have been a little something.
She is a freak.
Remember Phaedra with the party last year? She's a freak.
Yeah, I'm not saying she ain't a freak.
I feel like
But you know what?
I don't see her in a freaky lesbian type situation.
Bottom line, though, it's inappropriate to ask somebody's wife or husband. That's,
especially
that's just
at that,
yeah,
like
to.
Their age. Like, so one of us said it while we were watching. We're like, they are acting like
they're too old to act that way.
Yeah, the stripping, like the teaching the lap dance. I don't know. Maybe y'all are.
Okay, the lap dance, I could see that. I mean, it's funny that this episode happened and on the last Beverly Housewives, all the girls got drunk and were, like, doing backward flips. And so it's funny that they're all doing this at the same time, acting like little kids.
Yeah.
But, I mean, at the end of the day, we're human and, you know what I mean, we're having fun.
Yeah, and I guess they're all couples and just whatever.
That conversation, inappropriate. You chasing other... What did Nene say? Keep your legs closed.
Hold your legs to married men.
Right. And you can follow the advice right out the door, Kenya.
Yeah, Kenya did not fit in there. Like, none of those girls were trying to play that game. Like, where did she even come up with that?
Well, I was telling Stephanie earlier, I feel like Kenya's probably embarrassed because she is successful, and she doesn't have a man to back her up, and it's kind of embarrassing not to have somebody want you.
Is Kenya successful?
Can she... Yeah, I mean, I kind of think she's
successful. Courtney, she's successful.
I just don't understand how she can't find a man.
I mean, yeah, but she's,
can someone give me? I want.
And she's made movies, straight to DVD or not. She's made money in the business, and
wait,
she's
can we see what her net
on her own?
Steven, can you see what her net worth is? Just type Kenya Moore net worth.
I just really genuinely just don't understand why she can't get a man.
She's crazy.
Is she that crazy?
She's cray.
Yes. There's different kinds of crazy.
Kenya Moore's net worth is $1.5 million.
All right.
Really? Wow.
That's tied with Nene, probably.
Yeah, it's official. I said it in my radio voice.
I feel like she would throw that around more often.
I mean...
I guess it's not... I mean...
$1 million ain't very much.
Right, it really is.
That's crazy for us to say that, but I know, I'm sure the way Kenya likes to live, $1 million ain't that much.
But it's a recession, baby. It's a recession.
I don't know about all that, but... So what, any last comments about the episode that you guys were thinking?
I actually thought there was going to be more excitement than there was, but well, I guess that's coming next
year. Yeah, they're leading into it. Because Phaedra, like, cussed at the end. She was like, I am not. She's like, this is some bullshit. And she said it in front of Kenya out loud. So we're going to see next week, like, where it goes. She is not having it.
We do have some news, though.
AfterBuzz TV.
It's an AfterBuzz exclusive, yes, ladies and gentlemen.
It is not an exclusive.
You don't think so? I think so,
AfterBuzz TV exclusive.
There it is.
Sure.
Well, I guess this morning on Atlanta's Frank and Wanda's morning show, which I've never heard, but...
Oh, Courtney loves
them.
They're awesome. What are you talking about? They've been around forever.
All right, Wanda and Frank. I guess Walter Jackson... He exposed his business arrangement to Kenya. Kenya actually asked him to play the romantic role on the show. So what he exposed was that the whole thing is fake. It's not real.
So Corinne Williams, L.A. casting, like you've been saying.
L.A. casting. Walter goes on to say that no one in Atlanta has ever seen him out with Kenya, ever. And he insinuates that he and Kenya never even had sex. Which is...
He said they dated, though, right? For a few months?
He said they met each other 3 years ago, and they dated for 3 months. But he said they never had sex, though.
I don't know if I believe...
He said he was caught off guard that Kenya was telling producers that they were headed in the direction of marriage because that was nothing... That wasn't real.
It was so obvious. I mean, the past couple episodes when we've been talking about it, even I said, when she speaks, he looks at her like, who are you talking to and who are you? You could tell they have not been together on and off for 2 years.
Well, producers used Peter to con Walter into proposing, and they would pay for everything. They would pay $500,000 for the wedding.
To propose?
Yeah.
Really? It's gotten that far?
So they asked Peter to do it because apparently, I'm assuming Bravo gave Peter and Cynthia some money.
For the vacation? Or for the wedding?
Either the vacation or they probably set up this whole, you know, ceremony situation.
So Walter doesn't propose, right?
He turned that down. Yeah, so Walter turned it down. He said he was leaving. The only reason he did the show was because he asked a couple of his friends before, and their friends were like, I mean, it's 15 minutes of fame. Why don't you just go enjoy it? It'll be good for your business in Atlanta. So he did it, but then all that money and proposal things started coming. He was like, nope.
After he was already started on the show.
Yep, and we're going to see his final days soon.
Oh, because this is when all this is happening, and he said, "No, right. I'm out of here."
We'll get to see the relationship dissolve. Walter's lately has been in the news also for being seen with a younger woman on numerous occasions in Atlanta.
Ooh, shade, Miss Kenya.
Basketball
like his
games,
daughter.
And, right.
Yeah, this is going to happen with Walter. He's going to get married in like 2 months, and Kenya's going to be like, what?
Good. I hope he does.
He will. He'll
I'll
find
be happy.
A nice, sweet girl.
Yep. Who can cook and do all that.
Make you some grit.
Not right. use that microwave, because Kenya knows how to use a microwave.
And no, never, she didn't. Didn't she use Trader Joe's? She ordered some.
She didn't
microwave.
She put
it in the
microwave.
Microwave.
All right, on that note, let's head into predictions.
Predictions.
And now.
Next week looks really good. The girls go to a spa, and then Kenya and Nene are going to get into a fight.
Because at the spa, they're fine.
It's not
so I,
Kenya and Nene.
What?
I thought Nene was holding
Nene
Kenya
was holding
back.
Her back.
Holding back. I bet you it's Portia.
It's Portia.
Well, I don't know, because Kenya, the way it looked to me was Kenya had her finger pointing at Nene.
Because she didn't want to be
looking. And called
her,
I can't remember what she called her.
It wasn't Nene. Nene was standing in between the two. So yeah. Nene just happens to be caught in crossfire.
Yeah, it's like the Marlo situation last year with Marlo and Sheree.
Right.
Exactly. Like I think that Kenya is so jealous of Portia because Portia is everything she wants to be. She's got a football husband. She's young. She's pretty.
She's still got her eggs and capable of reproducing.
Exactly.
Boop! Five kids.
But you know,
four pregnancies.
Nene also calls out, again, we bring it up, Walter and Kenya, but Nene calls her out. She was like, I feel like your relationship isn't real. And then, you know, Kenya's like, oh, I don't give a F what anybody thinks. But like,
I'm sorry,
you know.
I think it's going to be between her and Nene. I think Portia will get involved with it. However, the reason why I think so is in the Wendy Williams interview with Nene, when she brings up Miss Kenya, Nene has nothing to say. She talks about her like she's irrelevant.
Yeah.
Wants nothing to do with her. But brings up Portia and talks about how she likes Portia.
Yeah.
Has nothing against her. So I think we are going to get something between Kenya and Nene.
And then, of course, the
possibly.
Phaedra stuff.
Oh, I can't wait
over.
To see that.
Yes, I can't wait
I want to see Apollo make it up to Phaedra.
Shout out to Todd. Todd, I want a F. Is it F me sideways?
Oh,
I want to try that.
It looks
I
gross.
I
want
to F me sideways.
Look gross.
Well, I want to give a shout out to everybody at home. Make sure you guys follow us on Facebook at AfterBuzz TV, Twitter, Instagram. Make sure you guys get us a number one on iTunes. Subscribe, rate, download, leave us your Twitter handle.
Yes.
Shout out to Corinne, who couldn't be here tonight.
Miss you.
Thank you, Courtney. I'm DJ Jesse. You can follow me at DJ Jesse J.
Steph Bauer TV.
Mikey 3000 Watts.
George Starlet.
Until next week, same time, same place. Peace.
Thanks.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz
you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.